Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Let's say hello to Chewy and our family over in A-Town. What's up?
What's up, fam?
Hey, what's up?
So today we have tons of wedding news.
Oh.
Yes, Ryan Reynolds says his wedding to Blake Lively was a giant mistake.
Oh.
And Brett, I think your brother Bow Wow's getting ready to jump the broom. And did Sean Penn zoom down the aisle? We're dishing all that and more, but first, Gary, I understand you have some tea. What's going on?
Sipping. Yes, Frank, baby. Let me tell y'all something, honey. We're going to kick off the show with some celebrity PDA, y'all, because everybody needs what, y'all? Some loving. Now, Ben Affleck and his beautiful girlfriend, Miss Ana de Armas, were caught, honey, all lovey-dovey, while on a double date with his bestie, Mr. Matt Damon, honey, and his beautiful wife, Miss Luciana. Now, it's got a little awkward, y'all, because Ben and Ana, honey, they started, guess what? Tongue wrestling, honey, while rolling around in the sand. That is so disgusting. But now, these two, y'all, now they're passionate, always smooching and hugging and carrying on, y'all. But this time, honey, they got it popping and made out in front of their friends. Now, yeah. Brad, you in a new relationship. Do y'all do a lot of PDA in your Bentley, or y'all just keep it at home?
We don't really do anything in the Bentley, but if a kiss is necessary every now and then, I don't mind, you know?
Okay.
Brett can't keep her hands off of her girlfriend. She cannot. It is all
Shut
over Instagram.
Up, Portia.
She is smacking that ass. She is like, she is upset. She cannot keep her hands off of her. Yes. This is
whatever, Portia.
Okay, well, Zoe Saldana opened up about playing the legendary Nina Simone in the 2016 biopic, Nina, and she said that she shouldn't have taken the role. Now, in a recent IG Live interview, Zoe got really emotional, and she apologized for wearing prosthetic makeup and darkening her skin. So, take a look.
I should have never played Nina. I should have tried everything in my power to cast a black woman. I thought back then that I had the permission because I was a black woman.
That makes total sense to me. That makes sense to me.
Now, Brett, as a black woman, were you offended by Zoe Saldana taking the role of Nina Simone, even though she is Afro-Latina?
No, I wasn't offended because we feel like Zoe is black. You know what I'm saying? If you got a little black in you, honey, you black. And I feel like if she was the best person for the role and she did a great job, which she did, I think she pulled it off. I'm not offended at all. I'm very proud of her, and I hate that she feels bad about it.
As an actress, Zoe Saldana is a box of crayons. She's been green in Guardians of the Galaxy. She's been blue in Avatar. She's a box of crayons.
But hold on, let's just be very, very clear. Let's educate and be very, very clear. Her being Afro-Latina means that she is a black woman, you know, and we come in all colors, all right? Just the same way as Forrest Whitaker darkened his skin to play the African president in Last King of Scotland. Remember that?
Right.
Now, he is an African doesn't mean he shouldn't have played that role. So I actually really hate that she feels this way and you know, it's possibly because other people have made her feel that way, but she is a black woman at the end of the day.
I would have played Nina Simone with no regrets, bell pepper nose and all.
Let's move on to another celebrity who is being apologetic, and that's Ryan Reynolds. He's apologizing for the day that he married Blake Lively.
Because she should have been mine.
She should have been mine.
The couple's been married for 8 years, but in a recent interview, Ryan revealed he regrets having his wedding at Boone Hall, which is a former slave plantation in South Carolina. Now, here's the thing. He said he didn't necessarily know that at the time. This is exactly what he said. He will always be unreservedly sorry for, and he considers it a giant mistake. Now, even though the couple got married again at their home years ago, he said the shame just still works in weird ways. Now, the thing is, when they got married at Boone Hall, they didn't know the significance of that place until after the fact, and then they learned, you know, that's an old...
But obviously, it's been known to be a wedding place. If it's like you can book your wedding there, they probably looked for a place that's pretty.
That's
ended up being Boone Hall.
And then when you find out later, you have these regrets. So Portia, they didn't realize the significance of this place at the time. Now they do. Should they feel bad for getting married at a slave plantation? Portia?
I can appreciate him feeling for the people who has suffered on that land and the way he feels, but I don't think he owes anybody an apology, because at the end of the day, my home, your home, any home in America was this ground. America was built by slaves, and many slaves were built on, our plantations were on all of this land. So we all are taking a part of being on that property. So, no, he doesn't need to apologize for it. America needs to be apologetic for it.
Boom!
Whoa.
Well,
you guys, it looks like the divorce between Dr. Dre and his wife, Nicole Young, is getting pretty ugly. At first, we heard there wasn't a prenup. Then we found out there was one, so no problem, right? Mm-mm. Well, it seems that Nicole just filed legal docs claiming she was forced to sign the prenup back in 1996. And because of that, Dr. Dre actually ripped it up, y'all. He tore it up. So, in our opinion, ain't no prenup, right?
Wow.
But Brett, so she's saying in that moment, I felt really forced, and she's saying that to him, you forced me to sign it. So then he goes, baby, I'm not forcing you to do anything. There you go. There's your prenup. I'm ripping it up.
Right.
Well, if he did that, then there's no prenup.
Before we know, he threw up a Chinese food menu.
No, but the same thing happened to me. My ex-husband, we did the prenup. We went through all of it, and we got down to it, and he came to me and was like, you know what? I love you. And he physically tore it up in front of me. So we ended up not having a prenup because he tore it up. So it is possible that Dr. Dre decided he loved her so much that he wanted to tear it up. Now, I wasn't married to a billionaire.
She got all that money.
I was not married to a billionaire at all, okay? So, but she is, and that just happens to be that's what she get.
Well, now, y'all, Nicole wants the judge to grant her half of Dr. Dre's net worth, which is $1 billion. Now, Dr. Dre did agree. He did agree to pay her spousal support and all of her expenses, but clearly that is not enough. She definitely wants a bigger piece of the pie, darling.
Somebody sound greedy. So now, I was all for Nicole at one point, but now, honey, she really makes me feel, she made me feel bad because she's stupid. How in the hell you think he gonna tear up a contract and it's over with? He had a contract somewhere else, high in the damn safe somewhere, and you gonna sit there and think, oh, he loves me now, so he took a contract because that's what he told her. But that's
crazy.
Did she sign it?
But did she sign them all?
Gary, what do you think the judge will say?
The judge gonna say, girl, sorry, honey, but we're gonna give you spousal support, and that's it. We're not gonna give you half all the land that you want and all these other things, because he have the real contract.
Head Craig said he tore up the Chinese menu.
Yeah, it was a Chinese food menu he tore up. That was a real contract.
All right, up next, find out which celebrity shot his shot at actress singer Dani Leigh. Did he miss? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation.
Cars are super updated these days. From computers to touchscreen displays and all types of electronics, it can get crazy. But when things go wrong, who's going to fix it? I know I can. And let's not even talk about the price. And now is not the time for expensive repairs. One time my engine control system went out and it took forever to get it repaired just right. But that's why I now have CarShield. I know I'll be protected and it won't cost me tons of time and money like before. CarShield has affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computer, GPS electronics, and more. Monthly plans can be customized to your needs with rates as low as $99 a month, no long-term contracts or commitments. And CarShield has helped over 1 million customers. So drive with confidence knowing that you got coverage from America's number one auto protection company for as low as $99 a month. You can protect yourself from surprises and save thousands for cover repair. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention code DISH or visit CarShield.com and use code DISH to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code DISH. A deductible may apply.
Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, now welcome back. Now, Brad, I think it's time for you to pull out some of your good clothes because it looks like your little brother Bow Wow is ready to take singer Dani Leigh down the aisle in that all-white dress, if you know what I mean. Now, Dani Leigh basically tweeted her dating profile and said, you know what, actually, Portia, why don't you do it justice and put that little feminine tone on it.
Of course, I got you, baby. I'm the best girl. I'm loyal, loving, motivating, a woman of God, a family girl, a freak, a woman of God. I'm funny, I'm jiggy, hardworking, I ain't boring. Bitch, I'm perfect.
Now, Bow Wow has responded. He said, I know I said I'd never get married, but let me tell you, a woman like this, boy, I call my jeweler so fast.
Hey.
All right.
You know what's
now, Bow Wow out here shooting shots. So yeah, Brat, you're like Bow Wow's big sister, and I know some people you've approved of, some people you haven't. How you stand on this one?
If he meets her, or if he knows her already, I'm not sure really of what's going on. But if they meet and she makes him happy, then I'm all for it. I'm 100% down with somebody who's compatible with him that can make him happy.
Right, exactly.
Well, I wonder why his baby mama didn't make him happy.
The same reason your baby mama didn't make you happy, Gary.
Oh, hey, that part.
But she probably is a cold fish. She probably a cold fish because when you got to put it all out there like that and let the world know, honey, you need to let me find out by just being with you. You don't have to tell me all what you are.
Gary, you need to put it all out there. You would find somebody if you put it all out there, Gary. You need to, matter of fact, right now, describe yourself, Gary. If you were describing yourself for your next love, what would you say?
I would say that I'm sexy, crazy, and cool, and I'm God-fearing.
Sound like a fish to me. That sounds
like Tinder.
All right, moving on, y'all. This is pretty funny. Evelyn Lozada and her daughter, Shanice, sat down for a game of Never Have I Ever, and Evelyn actually revealed that she's been catfished not once, but twice. Damn, check this out.
What?
Have you ever catfished someone?
You know what's so crazy? This actually happened to me twice, and it was, they were faking like they played sports.
Got to be more careful.
Have any of you ever been catfished or used a fake profile?
Okay, so I ain't never been catfished, but I have like the most amazing story. So this guy who was an athlete wanted to date me, but I didn't want to talk to him immediately. So I had my friend email, text him back and forth for like, I guess at least about 2 months. And then he was like, okay, you know what? I feel this is a good guy. I'm a hand him over to you. And then me and the guy started dating. But he had actually been corresponding and like courting with my friend, my guy friend, the whole time.
Oh, thinking he's talking to you.
He did not know. He thought he was talking to me.
Wow.
So how about when the guy got with me, I was actually kind of boring compared to my guy friend.
He was playing for the wrong team, girl.
Let me tell you. Does everybody know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right. And today we have the Kalista Original Triangle Heated Styling Brush. This brush will help you add extreme lift and volume while smoothing and straightening your hair for that amazing celebrity glow, baby. This clamp-free hair tool has large heated triangle-shaped teeth designed to glide through each section of your hair for perfect results.
Wow, Portia, how does it do all that?
Well, the Heated Styling Brush has combined ceramic and tourmaline technology to help promote healthy hair and a gorgeous shine.
Wow. Ooh, and you could use this on all hair types. That means our hair types. And it will look just like you went to the salon, niece. Yes.
Okay, Portia, how much is it?
Well, it usually runs as high as $180, but for our Dish Nation family, it's only $29.
No way. Yeah.
That's right. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right. Coming up, Deshaun Penn and his girlfriend run to his laptop to have a Zoom wedding. Come back and we'll tell you all about it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, you guys, congratulations on order for Sean Penn. He just got married for the third time. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Felicidades, papi. Felicidades.
Gotta keep on trying.
That's right. And as you know, third, of course, Sean was married to Madonna and then to Robin Wright. He was also involved with Charlize Theron, but they did not make it down the aisle. Anyway, maybe like you said, Heidi, the third time's a charm. But is this charming? Mm-hmm. Because he got married on Zoom, y'all.
Hey,
nice. That's where we at now, yo.
And on Late Night with Seth Meyers, Sean gave us all the details. Check it out.
Yeah, we did a COVID wedding. By that, I mean it was a county commissioner on Zoom, and we were at the house, my two children and her brother, and we did it that way.
That actually, having had a very large wedding, that actually sounds pretty nice and low stress.
Let's say there are socially liberating factors under COVID.
Now, Portia, as a woman, would you have a wedding on Zoom instead of just waiting until you could have a big extravaganza, darling?
Now, I'll tell you what I will do. Everybody will be taking a COVID test. So everybody who comes, you will be getting your throat swabbed. I'm about to get married on
Zoom.
And
then Portia will get her throat swabbed on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Oh.
show, yes. y'all.
All right, now. Now, you know it's my favorite time of the show, y'all. It's time for...
What the
Fashion? What the Fashion?
Yes, baby, that's right. Now, we all know, honey, that you should wear a mask, honey, to prevent the spread of COVID-19. And, baby, some stars are out in these streets, baby, with some unique mask, honey. Now, Miss Heidi, girl, who do we have first?
All right, we haven't talked about her in a while, but we have actress Chloe Sevigny. She was out for a stroll with her new baby and her boyfriend, Sinisa Makovic, and she's wearing a black ruffled dress and a blue ruffled mask.
Oh, nice.
Gary, like I think I know where you're going to fall on this, but did she get any points for matching ruffles to ruffles?
Oh, yes, ma'am, honey. Yes, ma'am, Miss Chloe definitely get points because you got to remember, Heidi, baby, ruffles have ridges, and this girl is giving a bitch with the ridges, baby.
That's a potato chip, girl. Bitch.
You talking about potato chips, Gary?
All right, y'all. Next up, we got Oprah and Gail, and y'all already know, of course, they rich selves have specially printed masks that has their actual bottom half of their face, their beautiful mouths on the front.
What it looks like is Oprah looking like she damn cheap. How dare she? Oprah's a billionaire and look like she took a damn mask and split it in half and gave Gail one part and she cut the other part. That's dirty, baby.
I think it looks good. I think it's a great idea. Everybody should get their own face on the bottom half of their mask.
Yeah, it just looks like the mask is pulled down.
Yeah.
It does, and that's where they're going to get in trouble. She's going to be in a store and they're going to go, excuse me, put your mask on.
And then she'll pull her mask down.
I love it.
All right, up next, it's a case of mistaken identity straight out of a soap opera. We'll tell you more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, they say some people have a type. Well, this is us star Justin Hartley sure does, and this actress is, y'all. So pay attention to this. Justin's ex-wife, Selling Sunset star Chrishell Stiles, had an epic reaction when she was confused for Justin's first ex-wife, Ooh. Actress Lindsay Corman Hartley. Ooh. So Chrishell tweeted... Wrong ex-wife, after the Daily Mail had a photo of her instead of Lindsay, reporting that she was set to replace Kelly Monaco on General Hospital. And by the way, y'all, Justin is now reportedly dating another actress, Sophia Parnas.
Oh, no.
Hey, you gotta report that man to stand committed.
Wow.
Yeah, sticking to it.
Why so many ex-wives?
So sad.
Now, Portia, Justin filed for divorce at the end of the year last year from Chrishell, surprising her and many other people. Now, Chrishell allegedly still isn't over it. So how you think she felt seeing that article?
Mm. Hell yeah. Let me tell you something. He surprised her and me, okay?
I was me in too. That
relationship as well. I watched that reality show that she's on, and she's such a sweet person. They had just bought this gorgeous house in L.A., and she was excited, and she wasn't the braggatory type, like, oh, I'm married, I have a man. She's a family girl. So, yeah, if I see them bringing me up, and they're bringing up another one of your exes, and you're now with a new actress, I'm going to be super pissed about that.
Okay, everybody, how would y'all react if somebody confused you with your ex's ex? Go ahead, Gary.
Now, that's a different story with my ex's ex. Oh, no, honey, I was like, I ain't that bitch. Don't be coming here looking at my damn face talking about honey. No, you need to go find the right damn one, honey, because don't be confusing me with that one, honey. So,
thank you.
That's what I would tell her.
I'm me.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.